This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
The company that Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson own together, which I think Curtis said is called 73andMe. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
I'm sorry, Lisa Courtney. I know she's your girl.
Oh, my but God. What? How dare you?
She's like a Montana 6.
What?
If you're lucky. Yeah, let's be honest. Great performer. Take nothing away from her performer, but looks, come on.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tangent.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
3-2 was the final thanks to a sedan Rafael, a game-winning homer in the ninth. 3-2 was the final thanks to a sedan Rafael, a game-winning homer in the ninth. Alex Cora talked about Sedan's home run.
I knew exactly.
I could see, it's like in my peripheral. I could see Wiggy doing this.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
I would like to be the voice of the people, and, you know, actually Ken asked me to call you because he's scared to talk to you, but...
Now...
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party!
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning. Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors!
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. I'm a people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Yeah. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go!
Tick, tick, boom.
Morning.
What it do?
Wiggy.
What up?
Courtney.
Hello.
Happy Friday before the long weekend.
Happy Friday.
Friday before the long weekend. Curtis is on his 47th vacation of the summer,
yep.
So he will not be here today, but I hope he is enjoying himself. As you know, we have access to unlimited flex days here.
Wiggy, that we do.
You know that better than anybody.
Get flex,
but
time to have flex.
But everybody else is here.
Yeah.
And This is it.
Slash FlexPlass.
Summer is done. Forget about it. It's over with.
It's over.
Enjoy the weekend. I went against my better judgment. I went full pump of pumpkin this morning in the iced coffee from Dunk's. So that's
wow,
it.
Wow, he's in.
That's it. That means fall is here.
Did it give you chills when you had your first sip?
Yes, the answer is yes. The only thing, it's really eating food that gives me chills, not drinking beverages, whatever. We're here.
I hate that the summer's over.
We are here, and what a day yesterday in the NFL.
Why?
I am sitting here, and I'm still asking myself 12 hours later, 14 hours later, whether or not it would have been at least remotely possible for the New England Patriots to offer some kind of a morsel or two to the Dallas Cowboys for Micah Parsons, Swiggy. Like some kind of a, could you maybe throw in one of RKK's Bentleys or something that would intrigue Jerry Jones when the very best defensive player in the game of football is somehow available.
First-round picks all day long. Yeah. And a defensive tackle. I would have did two first rounds, and I would have gave him Barmore.
Yeah.
I would have thrown in an extra fourth if you needed to get the deal done.
Right. Yep. That wouldn't have mattered to me. And I would have gave him that deal. You know, that deal is a great deal. And then it's 4 years, 188, but it's $136 million guaranteed. So it's basically 3 years, and then he'll sign another extension after that. I would have been all, like you said, Greg, for one of the best young defensive players in the National Football League. I mean, what are you doing here?
It makes no sense to me, though, because Jerry Jones kind of looks, and I understand, and we're going to get to it during They Said It this morning, that Jerry Jones is, you know, happy about this deal. But we thought that Micah Parsons was going to go for more than just two first-round picks and a defensive guy, right?
Well, you actually thought that he wasn't going anywhere.
Well,
I said on the show last week,
the Patriots should jump on him, and then it seemed like Jerry Jones wasn't worried about it. Dak Prescott wasn't worried about it. So, yeah, I thought he was staying in Dallas.
Two first-round picks, that's for that caliber of player, that's right on par. If he's a quarterback, maybe. Who's the quarterback that got traded and they had to give up three first round picks just recently, a few years ago? Wasn't there a quarterback that was just traded?
Was that the Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, it might have been Deshaun Watson. So for Micah
Parsons. The Russell Wilson trade is also a big one.
Yeah, but
there's been a few of them.
But I think it was Deshaun Watson. So for Micah Parsons, two first round picks and a defensive player, I'm on that all day
long. I look at it, Wiggy, as Jalen Ramsey got traded for two first round picks and a fourth.
Right.
Like, and Micah Parsons, I'm sorry, Jalen Ramsey, is way better than Jalen Ramsey was.
Oh. I mean, there's no question about the fact that he is the very best defensive player in the National Football League. So I don't know how you're not in on it, and I get it. I'm sure later on today, Elliot Wolf or whoever speaks for the organization will suggest to Tommy Curran, and Tommy Curran will report that they were right there and talking about it. But if you're Elliot Wolf and you're in front of the microphones a week ago and you're talking about how you're happy to give up a first-round pick, if the player is worth it, if the value of the player is worth the pick, and you're not in on giving up that first-round pick on this particular player, then it's cap, as Wiggy would say.
And
it's all cap.
And who are we blaming today?
You know who's getting the blame. It's the fall guy.
Yep.
It's Wolfie. Wolfie's the one who's going to get the blame. Mike Vrabel, I'm sure, was sitting there with his hands up going, hey, I would have loved to try to get Micah Parsons.
Yeah. Elliot's Wolf decision.
That's right.
Think about it, right? We're not really criticizing Kraft.
Nope.
We're not criticizing Vrabel.
Nope.
It's all about Elliot Wolf right now. And, you know, but everybody tells me he has no power. He's just the mouthpiece.
Yeah, I guess maybe the money is an issue. It seems like the money appears to be a part of the decision when it came to Kendrick Bourne. I mean, did you catch that stuff yesterday? Shime, didn't I bring that up yesterday morning during your lead? And it was poo-pooed here and there, I think. So they went to Kendrick Bourne and asked him to take a pay cut.
Really?
Yes. Now, that's a pay cut on, I think that deal was maybe
$5 million guaranteed max to start. And so I don't know how much of that $5 million he had eaten through, but it could not have been more than $2.5 million or whatever.
No, it said he had a 3-year, $19 million contract. So
with five guaranteed.
Yeah. Yeah, the last year of his deal was $5.5 million guaranteed.
Right. And so they went to him and they wanted him to take a pay cut. They have more cap room.
Wow.
They have nearly $60 million in cap cash, and they're running around asking somebody if they're willing to use a Groupon.
Right.
Like,
and they're asking a guy that they know isn't going to play. So they're basically going to a guy who's like, wait a second, why would I take a pay cut when I'm not going to play? You just, wow.
So I don't know. Maybe not being in on Micah Parsons has way more to do with what you're going to have to pay him over 3 or 4 years.
So what? You have a quarterback on a rookie contract. By the time the Micah Parsons contract is up, that's when you pay your young quarterback. Like, it makes perfect sense. It is the perfect opportunity
right.
to spend out the wazoo on the best defensive player in football. There are no excuses.
And you could do it all the time. You could pay those guys. I know you got to pay Christian Gonzalez, but look at these teams. Cincinnati paid Joe Burrow. They paid Ja'Marr Chase. They paid T. Higgins. When the Rams won a Super Bowl, they paid Aaron Donald.
Look at the Eagles. They paid Jalen Hurts.
Right.
They're going to pay Jalen Carter. They paid Saquon Barkley. They paid A.J. Brown.
Right. I don't get why you're like, oh, you could have had Christian Gonzalez and Micah Parsons basically being your foundation for your defense for the next 7-8 years.
Oh.
Now, reasonable question. From a listener on the Subaru of New England text line. I don't know nearly as much football as this show, except I know more than Chime. I added that part. But with all the holes at wide receiver and O-line, why would you ever trade first-round picks? And so your answer?
Well, I would trade first-round picks because you're getting a two-time All-Pro, a four-time Pro Bowler, and he's 26 years old, and he's an absolute disruptor on defense. So if your offense isn't going to be as good, or it's going to be an offense that's maybe run, kind of a short passing game, why not have your defense be one of the best defenses in the league with a young quarterback that, you know, can use his legs and his athletic ability to make plays, but your defense can give teams nightmares. Create turnovers, and then, you know, you can always get a guy in free agency.
You can, and especially when it comes to, and it probably should be the way you go about doing business with the O-line. Like, you know, You've also
drafted, like, dog water for, like, 5 straight years.
Yes.
Who cares about your first-round picks?
Yeah,
right. Get Micah Parsons.
Right.
I also don't think that Mike Vrabel would want Micah Parsons after how he answered, I believe, Wiggy's question on Monday, because he said he wants players that can help this roster right now. Yes, Micah Parsons would make this roster better, but he probably in his mind thinks that defensively this team is okay. We're good to go right now. So the way in which he answered your question,
right?
You brought up specific players, not by name, but you described them. He basically poo-pooed it.
Well,
talking about when I asked about disgruntled players?
No, I'm talking about when Wiggy asked about specific players. He said, I know we can't talk about these specific players, but you've got one guy that can come after the quarterback constantly. You've got one guy who has great hands, and you should be going after those players. And he said, I hear what you're saying. I mean, I'm not going to give an exact quote. I hear what you're saying, but I want to go for specific players that can help out this specific team. I don't know if it's them.
Well, I would have to listen to that again. There's no way that Mike Vrabel doesn't think that Micah Parsons is
going to
improve this team in a massive way right now. No way he wouldn't want Micah Parsons.
I think that he thinks that the defense is good right now, so let's focus on other positions are not and that we need help at.
Here's what he said. He goes, we're always looking to try to improve the team, whether it's from within or it's from without.
Correct.
So,
and then he went on to say, about those specific guys,
I thought
it was an interesting response
to
what you were saying.
Yeah, I mean, I would think Mike Vrabel would know better than anybody because he played a similar position and he knows, like, what that guy can do. We won we won a Super Bowl, and he won three Super Bowls because of having a great defense and having guys that were really good on defense, whether it was Seymour, whether it was himself, whether it was Willie McGinnis. So he understands what a guy like that can do for your defense and the rest of your team. So
this is Jim from Weymouth. Hello, Jim.
Good morning, everyone.
Happy Friday. Happy Friday. What's up?
Happy Friday. Why are you letting Robert Kraft off the hook on this?
We're not.
I heard you guys exclusively blaming Elliott Wolf.
No. Have you?
Curtis had it. Curtis had it with the lack of spending over the last several years. Yeah, go ahead.
How often do you get to listen to the show a lot?
Every day.
Okay. We've spent a lot of time talking about the fact that Elliott Wolf, from our perspective, has zero say in what's going on, and he is going to be used by Robert Kraft and maybe even Mike Vrabel as the fall guy when and if they need a fall guy. So you may have missed that discussion, but there's one guy only, who signs the checks over there, and that is the man that they affectionately call RKK. So
you're making my point earlier.
No. Go ahead. What?
Earlier you mentioned Elliott Wolf, and I didn't hear Robert Kraft's name mentioned. Yeah, this is 10 minutes ago.
Okay. You're missing the focus. I think he missed what I'm trying to explain to you. The main point we said.
We're happy to have the Hill Man down at Patriot Place. You've been with us since the beginning.
When we said, guess who they're going to blame? And guess who's going to get off scot-free? Right? I think he missed that part of it. Yeah. We were all like, well, how do you blame Elliott Wolf, a guy where no one believes he has that much power, when we know it's Kraft and we know it's Vrabel, but yet the only guy that we're talking about is Elliott Wolf?
This is Rich from Western Massachusetts. Hello, Rich.
Hey, I don't think the previous caller actually listens when he listens to the show.
Well,
I think you talked about this yesterday.
We were talking about it yesterday extensively. I'm going to give him... Sometimes we speak in, we don't speak in tongues. Well, maybe Wiggy does, but sometimes we are being sarcastic and we assume that everybody is getting it. And I don't want to say anything bad about the guy, but yes, we have discussed countless times of late that this team sits with nearly $59 million in available salary cap. And it appears that Robert Kraft doesn't want to spend it. And so I don't know how to be any clearer when it comes to that being my perspective on it this morning. So go ahead. Yes. What else, though?
Yeah, Rich? Robert Kraft hasn't spent in about 20 years anyway. But, I mean, you still have, giving up a first-round draft pick for maybe 2 years, that's fine, because you're going to be middle of the road anyway. Drafted in 16th, 17th, by what we're predicting them to how many wins they're going to get this year. They don't need a quarterback. Normally quarterbacks go first, second, third. We don't need a quarterback. He's on his rookie contract for the next 2 years.
Yeah.
And we couldn't even get Chris Godwin here and give him like an extra $5 million.
Yeah.
So you bring in Micah Parsons, right? You improve your defense even more. They just said they wanted to improve the team. Maybe they say, all right, Micah Parsons comes here. We spend a little bit of money. They finish 9-8. They have a great season. And maybe other players are saying, hey, Patriots have a new head coach. They just got Micah Parsons. Drake May had a great second year.
Right.
Maybe New England will be a desirable spot to land if Robert Kraft can just shell out a little bit of money.
There, you start maybe being able to talk about some kind of a vibe going on. And that it's a place that high-profile superstar players want to go to.
Right.
So,
and you know what's going to happen every year? You're going to get disgruntled players who want out of their organization. So if you get Micah Parsons, what you do is you're building your defense, and then the call is right. You probably win 10 games. You know, Curtis got him winning 10 without him, but – you know, now you're a team that is like, all right, Micah Parsons, lock him in at least 9. Then you get a disgruntled guy next year, wide receiver, who wants out. And now you go, wait, we got Micah Parsons. We still got Drake May on his rookie deal. We're going to give Christian Gonzalez money. Let's trade for whatever disgruntled wide receiver that is for next year.
Speaking of disgruntled, we talked about it a little bit yesterday. But Christian Gonzalez has to be in the middle of some kind of a silent hold-in.
Why?
He hasn't practiced
for over
a month.
Yeah, he's hurt.
Shime, we're a week away from the opener. He hasn't. Yeah, I don't guarantee anything. I question what is going on over there with that player.
It's a hammy though. That takes a while to.
I question what is going on with that player.
I would suggest that is an absolute nothing burger.
Yeah, because he's got one more year. After this year is when he starts to get into the holding territory. Yeah.
Here is Cotto from Boston. What's up, Cotto?
Good morning.
What's up?
Happy Friday.
Same to you.
I got a emergency top three weasels in football right now that I need to get off my chest.
Okay, go ahead.
Weasel number one. Oh, yeah. Three. All right. So three, we're going Elliot Wolf.
Yeah.
And that's
number
for obvious
two.
Reason.
Okay.
Dylan Raiola. The Patrick Mahomes kid.
From Nebraska.
That kid is such a weasel.
Number one.
Jerry Jones.
Who?
Jerry Jones. Up there acting like what he did was good. He was backing himself up like, dude, you're a dingbat.
Yeah. No, what he's thinking about on that one.
Courtney mentioned it, but when we get to They Said It at 7:20, we will discuss what Jerry Jones said about trading away the very best defensive player in the sport. So that is coming up. Before that, though, our leads, including, I'm guessing, one from Jackson this morning, Shime, in Curtis's absence.
That's up to you, Greg.
And then news with Courtney coming up at 7:45 this morning. And America has apparently chosen a new favorite condiment. And may I suggest that it appears to be vindication for my Uber Eats submarine sandwich order.
Yep.
So that and the rest of the news with Courtney later. And we will get the weekly wrap up from Acrobatic at 8:45 this morning. And we will play Hill Notes back at about 9:20 this morning. So leave a voice note on the Micah Parsons situation or on any other topic on the Odyssey app, and we will select the best ones and play them back at about 9:30 this morning. Here now is Courtney and everything that is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Sox take the final game in Baltimore 3-2, sweeping the Orioles on the road. Yesterday, Garrett Crochet went 6 innings, giving up 2 runs on 6 hits while striking out 7. Rob Refsnyder homered in his return, as did Trevor Story. That score brought to you by the Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. You must be 18 years or older to play.
And that is 7 of 8.
Mm-hmm.
For the red-hot Boston Red Sox. So
rolling.
Let's go.
The guys back home now to take on the Pirates. First pitch at 7:10 from Fenway tonight. Lenny DiNardo and Coop are on the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. And in the NFL, we already talked about it, but the shocking news is Micah Parsons is headed to the Packers for 2 first-round picks and defensive tackle Kenny Clark. After his trade to Green Bay, he reportedly agreed to a 4-year deal worth over $188 million with $136 million guaranteed. It's the most money ever given to a non-quarterback. When it comes to football around here, Boston College has Fordham tomorrow at 2 at home. The Minutemen from UMass have Temple at 3:30. And, of course, we're all waiting for Monday night when Bill Belichick and UNC take on TCU in Chapel Hill. That kicks off at 8 p.m.
I don't know if you're allowed to say, well, you said Chapel Hill. I know there's a trademark request in with the U.S. Trademark Office for Chapel Bill, but yep. I think we can still say Chapel
yes,
Hill.
Yes, I'm staying away from any trademark issues.
Also, I don't know if this is true or not, but on the Subaru of New England text line, a texter is suggesting that Robert Kraft has applied for a trademark on Gold Keeper. Is that true?
I would if
Could
I was
be.
Him.
Yeah. I wouldn't put it by him.
Yep. All right.
kind of like that. Maybe some kind of jewelry that says Gold Keeper,
right,
or some kind of a Nike, some kind of a shoe or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
That
you know he loves his Air Force Ones.
Yeah, it says Gold Keeper right across the bottom of the shoe. I love it.
That's very nice. And that's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. Shaw's and Star Market have lowered hundreds of prices on the items you buy most, like boneless chicken breasts, snacks, cereal, and so much more. See full savings claim details at Shaw's.com/lower prices and StarMarket.com/lower prices. Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. That's what's trending. We've got everybody's leads when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It is a Friday, Flex Friday for Curtis. He will be back Tuesday with the rest of us after the long Labor Day weekend. Shime, may I suggest a rejoin theme this morning, and that is that we bid a sad farewell to summer and go all summer-related rejoins this morning with the help of the listening audience.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. Damn. Because... what?
That hurts.
I know.
Summer's over.
I mean, it is. I get it. And then I'll get text messages and say, Greg, summer is extended all the way into October around these parts. I understand. But the vibe is different. Like the vibe when the leaves are turning and the pumpkin spice is pouring. It's just, it's a different
and
vibe.
It's getting cooler. You know it's right around the corner.
Right.
I hate it.
And I'm happy because football is here.
Right.
I get that part of it. But it's just... I'm getting older, and another summer is gone, and that's it. I don't know how many I have left.
I'll do the math.
I have no idea how many it might be. I don't know. Is it 10? Is it 20? I don't know.
Boomer!
The saddest is when you consider, on average, a dog has 10 summers. So every summer that ends, you've got to...
Right, Courtney.
Wait, how old are you?
I am...
How old? 60 so, Eve.
How old am I, or how old do I look?
All right. How old are you?
So okay. I'm 58, soon to be 59.
All right. So the average age for a man is what? 73.
So is that what it is?
I think that's what
it. That's what I'm telling you. I got 14 years left.
So you
got
14 summers.
That's it.
Enjoy them. Technically, you might got 10 because maybe the last four, depending
not
where
so
you
good.
Are.
Right. You know, I'm not going to be out and about. So what?
75.8 years.
75?
Yeah.
Right.
So I got 16. I got 16 left. That's it.
That's average.
And you're right. Last three or four, it's going to be DMs pushing me around in a wheelchair. It's going to be some weird... attendant guy there who's like, in his 30s, who is always hanging around while I'm, on life support in bed. I'm
going to be catching flies with your mouth open like Jimmy Carter.
Right. Quote unquote male nurse is always hanging around while DMs is taking care of me. You know what
Let's
I'm saying?
Let's roll Greg out to see the fireworks. He's drooling all over himself.
Oh, did you see the fireworks last night?
I saw them flashing.
But they're pretty good. There are fireworks in this city every single night now, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I don't know who pays for them or where they come from, but what?
I didn't hear him.
Oh, they were right in the Seaport.
Wow.
Fireworks again last night, once again, to kick off the Labor Day weekend. So, and I saw the highway sign on my way in this morning flashing, rental drivers, do not use Storrow Drive. Yeah. Whatever you do, if you're in a U-Haul truck, do not use Storrow Drive. So, let's see. Is it a read every text when? What is Friday, Scheim? Read every text Friday today?
Sure.
All right. 781 text. Can we talk about Peyton Tolley? Yes. We could talk about the Red Sox bringing up their number one pitching prospect for tonight's game against the Pirates.
I saw that.
Absolutely.
And the password had a hit.
Yeah. Well, so listen, if you're the Red Sox and you have been touting your prospects in your farm system for quite some time, then this is what we as fans expect, is that you have somebody, a guy that's in the system that you can bring up and throw up there tonight against an ace, and against the lowly Pirates and see what happens. Right. So I am excited
about
it.
And Wiggy brought it up to Craig Breslow yesterday. He said, you make it into the postseason, can you do it with just three, or do you need to have that fourth guy that can contribute immediately? And it seems like maybe is that.
Yeah,
maybe.
Three starters, he said you can do it.
Yeah, let's hope so.
I mean, this is the perfect opportunity. This weekend can tell a lot because Pittsburgh stinks. So if you can sweep Pittsburgh,
you have to.
And Toronto's playing Milwaukee, which is Milwaukee's really good. This is your opportunity. You're only 3.5 games behind Toronto to really close that distance well before you have the series with them.
Speaking of the Red Sox, and I'm doing this early to reward you for listening to the show early. If you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, 617-931-0937, you will win a pair of passes for the 2004 Red Sox Championship Cruise with Kevin Millar and teammates. It's happening on September 14th. There are limited tickets that are still available, but if you call right now, 617-931-0937, then you will win your way onto the cruise. Scheim, let's get going with leads this morning.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for the lead.
Thanks. Why don't you just stick a fork in my eye? That is depressing. Probably the most depressing summer song of all time.
But it's a great song.
Nobody on the beach. Nobody there. Summer's over. Summer's gone. It's done. It's finished. That's it. So that's Don Henley of the Eagles. And a good choice this morning, Scheim.
Thank you.
And leads are brought to you by Subaru of New England and the So Much to Love event, which is going on right now. And there is so much to love at the A Lot to Love event. So find your local authorized Subaru retailer when you visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Greg. Good morning.
Oh, how was the fantasy football draft last night?
A lot of fun. We hopped in a Zoom. There was a bunch of us in there yucking it up, drafting some players. It was a good time. I had a blast.
This the Jones and Keefe League? Is that what they're...
That is correct. The Jones and Keefe Fantasy Football League. I had the 11th pick, but I feel pretty good about my team.
Okay,
so
you do? What makes you feel good about it?
I went running back right off the rip. I got Derrick Henry, Jonathan Taylor. So we're going ham at running back.
And it's really busy season for Shine because he was telling me that he has an in-person fantasy draft over the weekend as well. Was asking if he could take the family-sized snacks we have in the back with him.
Toss them to the boys.
So
they're devils. So you're
going to get outside at all this weekend because it's Labor Day? Or just gonna
have an in-person draft. We're all going to get together on Saturday, cook out on the grill.
And
Some draft picks.
College football?
Oh, yeah, college football on the projector screen.
My buddy
Kev knows how to throw a party.
Courtney told me yesterday she expects the average height at your fantasy football draft to be 5'2".
Not quite 5'2". I'd say probably more like 5'10".
That's what she said.
Not six feet, that's for sure.
That's too short.
Do you want to join them for the draft party tomorrow?
I would love to. I can host if you want. Yeah.
What'd you get for a defense?
In last night's, who did I take for defense? I think I took the Seattle Seahawks.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, I took my defense last, Greg. Right. Come on.
All right. Well, anyway, your lead?
So my lead this morning is yesterday's Micah Parsons trade was a massive swing and a miss opportunity for Mike Vrabel. Mike Vrabel had the opportunity to push the issue with the organization, trade for a franchise-changing player in Micah Parsons, and really put his stamp on the new New England Patriots. This could have been the beginning of exactly how Mike Vrabel wanted to create and build a franchise, and he could have had the foundation of a good young quarterback and then a phenomenal young defense headlined by arguably the best player in all of football on the defensive side of the ball. Like, this was an opportunity for Vrabel to kind of set himself aside. Like, all that crap that went on since Tom Brady has gone is in the past. We're done with it. We're over with it. We're going to move forward here.
New regime.
Exactly. And instead, they sat by, passively watched, and were the interest kings because Elliot Wolf will come out and tell you they would have been willing to spend a first or second round pick on a really good player. Well, this is the best player that could possibly become available to you, and you weren't willing to spend the picks. And
I suppose he can weasel out of it and say he was willing to spend one first round pick and not two first round picks.
That's not an excuse, especially if you believe this team is good. Like, for the people like Curtis who believe this is a 10-win team, you should be all in on Micah Parsons,
right?
Because that allows you to compete for the division. I understand that it's not helping your offensive line and your receivers, but it's making you have arguably a top three defense, at least on paper, to start the season in all of football by adding Micah Parsons. Like, just look at the way the odds changed for the Cowboys and the Packers yesterday. Micah Parsons is an absolute game changer, and it was a terrible swing and a miss for the Patriots to not go and acquire him.
Okay, Sean, great lead to get us started this morning. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We have more leads to come, including one from Jackson, because Curtis is out today, so we'll get to that coming up next. Then a lead from Courtney, then a lead from Wiggy, then a lead from yours truly on the Friday before Labor Day at WEE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Yeah. Another absolute end of summer banger, Shime. Well done.
Thank you, Greg. That's a request from a 413 texter, so shout out to the text line.
You are taking requests this morning.
Absolutely, Greg.
Okay. All right. Well, whether you're listening on the radio, on any of the radio stations that we have all over New England, thank you for your support all summer, or whether you are listening on the Odyssey app or on the iHeart app, or you are streaming the show at WEEI.com, or you are watching the show on YouTube or on Twitch, thank you very much. Speaking of the Odyssey app, that is where you can leave a Hill Note for us, and we will play the best ones back at 9:20. I'm still laughing at the full show voicemail guy who did full Courtney yesterday, and that's in my top 10 probably. I think it was in yours too.
Me too.
When it comes to best Hill Notes ever.
So yeah.
tough to outdo that, but we'll see if you can. And it's very easy to leave us a voice note, and all you have to do is go to the Odyssey app and click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and then we'll play the best ones back during the 9 o'clock hour this morning. Weekly wrap-up with Acrobatic, who joined the show. When did Acrobatic start doing the weekly wrap-up? Right before summer, I think, right?
Yeah, it's been a while.
So
yeah, it's been a long time.
We'll play that back at 8:45 this morning. I know Curtis isn't here because he is taking his 48th vacation of the summer, but we should open up the Window World of Boston weather window, Shime, if we could. Very important weather for the weekend for those who might be moving the kids into college or those who are getting one last weekend away in my adopted home continent of Maine or at Lake Winnipesaukee or where have. What are we looking at today and this weekend, Shime?
Well, Greg, it's currently 63 degrees and cloudy here in the city of Boston. You might even see a little bit of sprinkles, little showers going on here.
Starting to rain right when I got here this morning.
Yeah, so you're going to it's probably going to last a little bit until about 9 o'clock this morning. Then it's going to be cloudy and 74 most of the day, maybe a little bit of showers later this evening, post-dinner time, I would say. Then Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 73, 73, 74, all sunny. It's going to be a wonderful Labor Day weekend.
Fantastic. You can get a whole house full of windows installed for $99 a month from my friends at Window World of Boston. So go to windowworldofboston.com. And we have some leads left this morning. Hello, Jackson.
Hello, good morning, Greg.
What's happening?
What's happening? Not much. The end of summer. It's kind of sad. You're right. Yeah. But the end of summer songs make it better.
Okay, I see. Do you have a lead?
I do have a lead.
Okay, if you could get right to it.
Golf. Golf lead for me. Sports lead for me. So when is a record is my question. Because YouTube golfer Henry Grillo, He beat the Guinness World Record for longest putt last week, making a 466-foot putt.
Wow.
Now, so my question is, should that be a real world record or should it have an asterisk next to it? Because it's one, it's not in a competition. Mm-hmm. I can see if you're in a competition and, you know, the pressure's on and there's people watching you and stuff. Mm-hmm. And two, and Mitch has the video for it. Yeah. This guy takes a swing at it like it's a driver. Now, I could see practicing that 1,000 times and, you know, maybe hitting it once. But there's 99% luck, 1% skill involved in this.
Not really. I mean, dude has to pay attention when it comes to the green. You have to know the rule on the green. You got to understand the undulations and such.
You do, but I mean, it's so long that there's so many little things that could happen that make it go right or go wrong. I mean, like I said, I think he probably practiced this over 10,000 times and hit it once or gotten even close once. But yeah. Should that be a world record? Should it? Because it's not really.
None of the world records are like in competition, though. That's correct. The whole point. Like that's right. Yeah, it should absolutely be the world record.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Like the Dude Perfect guys, they spend like hours and hours and hours, mm-hmm. hundreds of thousands of hours of their lives just like breaking world records.
But does it matter if it's not in competition? If it's not like
no.
None of the Guinness Book of World like, Records. None of them are. Record. What Shime is saying is. They have nothing to do. Like, they used to have the fattest twins in the world, the two dudes who were on the mopeds.
That's true, yeah.
Remember them when you were a kid?
Yeah.
That wasn't any kind of an athletic.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I'm talking about.
They weren't professional. Right. They weren't professional fat twins.
Okay. Well, question was asked. I didn't have an answer, so that's a good answer.
Yeah.
No, like, the longest kiss ever is not in a competition. It's
somebody doing like 300 push ups in 24 hours nonstop.
Yeah.
But I guess that's.
That's pretty good, though, that guy did that.
Yeah.
That is,
also,
I mean, it's cool.
I'm looking at the course right now on YouTube and Twitch. Is that Leo Martin?
I think it looks a little nicer than that.
Oh, does it? Okay.
Is there actually a what's it called when you put it on the green? Is there a green that's that long?
No. The dude did it from like the tee.
Yeah, like, from like the tee box.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So they count that as a putt?
Yeah because he's using a putter.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Guy's putt was about 250 yards longer than any of Shime's drives that he hit during the match.
True.
At Granite Links.
Yep. Fact.
All right.
Not opinion.
All right.
Honestly, one of the highlights of the summer, no offense, the match at Granite Links.
Yeah.
To be fair, it happened before the summer.
It did it really?
Yeah,
it was
a
little chilly, actually.
Yeah, it was quite chilly.
Seems like it was just yesterday.
Yeah.
That you
it was like
were,
it was a couple
you
years
were
ago.
Extremely overconfident. Because you know why? Because you know what Mama didn't raise? Am I
a
right,
bitch.
Sean?
Yeah.
All right. Pretty good lead, Jackson.
Good job, Jack.
We will get to the rest of this morning's leads next. And then at 7:20, they said it. And we will certainly hear what Jerry Jones said about trading away the very best defensive player in the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.